know that $125 million was made after the first 5 days of The Passion of the Christ being released? After 7 days, it made $144.6 million. After The Passion went overseas, it became the number one independent film in history. It's interesting to note that Mel Gibson was not given one single penny by Hollywood to help promote the movie. We went to see The Passion of the Christ in Kansas City when it first came out. And lo and behold, a sign at the entrance of the theater. This is what it said. The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It is spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles. AMC, that's the movie theater owners, strongly advise parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it is appropriate for their children. I thought it was pretty interesting that they would put the sign up for The Passion of the Christ when all that Hollywood promotes is a whole lot of sex, drugs, violence, murder, and even cannibalism. That's when people eat people. Pretty sick, isn't it? Well, I checked out some of the other movies that were playing in the same movie theater at the same time. Keep in mind, they had The Passion of the Christ, which was rated R for graphic depictions of brutality. This is what they were. The movie Monster was playing and was rated R for strong violence, sexual content, and pervasive language, yet there was no warning sign posted for that movie. The movie Calendar Girls was rated PG-13 due to nudity, language, and drug-related material, yet there was no warning sign for this movie either. The third movie I found was called 21 Grams. It was rated R for language, sexuality, violence, and even drug use, yet again, there was no warning sign. So after seeing the hypocrisy of the entertainment industry, I came up with my own sign. Notice the moviegoer should state, AMC and filmmaking hypocrites advise parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. Did you know that G-rated movies are far better at the box office than R-rated films are? Yet R-rated movies are pushed and released 12 times more than G-rated films. G-rated film profits made an average of $92.3 million, while R-rated film profits were only $17.9 million. You see, it's not about the money, folks. It's about what's being indoctrinated into the youth of our country. In 1946, the Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures of America stated that you could not say the following words during a movie. Nuts to you. Dang. Lousy. Or jerk. Also, if a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be punished for his crime before that movie was over. Have you noticed all the movie theaters going up lately? A man named Caesar knew something that was really important and really powerful. He knew that he could control people by simply entertaining them. Pay close attention to what he said. Give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them, and I can do whatever I want to do with them. Again, why all the movie theaters going up? Why all the entertainment? Why all the cable TV with 80 different channels on it? Well, that's why. One last interesting point. The word tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, I'm controlling you.
All you see is sex and money and drugs, and how can I learn responsibility and learn respect and learn to have a good attitude when I'm being taught these things?
bbsradio.com.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. And while I see the faithfuls are still out there, I know that people are traveling a lot. As a matter of fact, even over the church service that we had on Sunday, I think we were down about 100 or 200 people. And it's still growing thereby, but the point is I think people are traveling right now, so we kind of wanted to kind of give people a little grace, you know what I'm saying? But it's always good for you to know that we're always here. And I always want to make it a point to be here or do the best that I can if we're not traveling. And especially during like Christmas or Thanksgiving or Easter, whatever the case might be, Resurrection Day, I want to make sure that I can be there because I know a lot of people don't have anybody to be with. So we're going to be with you today. We're going to be with you tomorrow. And the list goes on as long as the Lord allows me to take that breath to be there for you and give me and bestow upon me the grace needed to be there for you, that you might find your faith not in Bradley Dean, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. We want to make sure we can do that for you. I wanted to show you something really quick here, friends. Did you guys see this yet? This Stolen Life, Amelia Carter, 29 years old. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but this was something. I know that there's a lot of conflicting stories going on around it right now, and I don't know what exactly that means. But I do know that there's some outlets right now that are highlighting the fact that what happened with Amelia is an illegal from Guatemala. While she was sleeping on the subway, illegal decided to go ahead and light her up. I'm not kidding you. It's not a joke. It's not stuff like this that you'd want to make up. But in fact, they did get him. But the question that I lay to the candor of the American people is, you do realize that this heinous act committed by the illegal falls to the governor of the state, the mayor of the state, as well as city set officials for alluring them in illegally in the first place. Are you aware of this? I want to go ahead and show you a picture of Amelia. She wakes up to be caught on fire completely. And there's videos. I'm not going to go through all the videos, but I do want to tell you folks, what I seen concerning the video was second to none. They had people, as a matter of fact, if I can pull it up, I will show you in part exactly what it is that I want to show you. There were people standing around watching this illegal light up Amelia, okay, that was sleeping on a subway in New York. On two different occasions, you'll watch the video where the police are actually walking by her while she's on fire. The illegal that lit her up on fire, that lit her up, he was sitting there fanning the flame. He was going like this on her. And in the process of doing so, what was so heinous about it was the people in New York were standing there watching her burn to death. Again, friends, I am so far gone in trying to understand or even want to understand a mindset like that. But he sat there. One guy in particular was sitting there watching her burn and did not offer a hand in any sense of the word while she was burning. And neither did the two police officers. You know, the Bible talks about in Matthew 24 that the love of many will wax cold because they're workers of lawlessness. I got to tell you, every person that was standing there watching this crime being committed, and they did nothing in aiding this young woman, they need to be arrested. They need to be charged as accomplices to the murder because, in fact, folks, they were accomplices to the murder. And again, so I do just want to share with you the responsible party is the governor of New York for this crime. Why? Because they allured the illegal in the first place. They committed a crime, and that crime falls to the desk and to the front door of the said governor of that state for allowing them to come in the first place. This is what happens when a people in a country stand back and allow the lawless to go ahead and do the things that they want to do. They allure an illegal in, comes in, goes out and attacks a woman sleeping on a subway, lights her up on top of it. Then he takes a jacket and then fans the flame as she's literally standing there burning to death. Okay. And on top of it, everybody's sitting there watching and filming this heinous crime, doing absolutely nothing to aid this young woman. She would still be alive today, friends. If you've not seen the video, I'm not going to play it here. I do want you to go ahead and take the time and check it out because, again, what those people did is, which was nothing, as they stood there and watched the crime being committed, they did nothing in aiding their women in New York. I'm just telling you, folks, where's the love? You know, people ask Bradley Dean, you know, why are you always so harsh? You know, where's the love, Bradley? It is love. It's a chastising love. It's a reproving love. It's a correcting love. It's an instructional love. Where's the love on your behalf when you sit there and allow these governors to commit the act of treason by alluring these illegals in, then to watch them light up one of an American citizen on fire and then fan the flame until she's dead, and the good American people sat there and did nothing in the process? You want to tell me where the love is, friends? You say what you will about Bradley Dean and my version of love, but I'll tell you what, it's a love that chastises, and it's in the Bible, and you find it over and over and over again. I got to tell you, truth be told, I could have never have stood there and watched that happen without aiding this woman, without stopping this illegal, without turning and telling those people to help this woman. It's second to none. America, this is what you are becoming. This is what's on display for the world to see. And again, the world is looking for the love because there's so much of this nonsense that's going on that it needs to be stopped. I'm going to go ahead and pull up my friend Frederick Gillette. Hey, Frederick, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great. And I only have one thing to say about what you're talking about right now. You are your brother's keeper. You know,
amen.
It's just sickening to me that people can stand around and watch this happen, and it happens all the time.
You're absolutely right. It's happening right now all over the country. The American people, the 343 million people, Frederick, are allowing their said representative government to commit the act of treason against them. And that's what the American people still have not come to acknowledge yet. But again, soon enough they will, my friend. But I'll go ahead and give you the last word.
Well, I can tell you, until people actually put their hand to the plow, and when they see something like that happen, and they need to intervene.
Absolutely.
And if that means physical violence against that person that is committing physical violence against someone else, then that's what needs to happen.
Absolutely, 100%. We care more about the person and the life, and somehow or another, we've been taught to stand back and watch the crime to be committed because people say within themselves, well, if I aided her, if I helped her, I might get in trouble if she got hurt. The family might sue me, or the illegal might try to sue me. This is the mindset they're taking on today, Frederick.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. Thank you for the call. I got a hard break coming up on me right now. 281-845-4704. Good to hear from you, Frederick. Me and you have been friends for a long time. That's the first time I ever had a conversation with you. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Kerry Vinci from Rancho Santa Fe, California. I've recently been elected to school board and would like to give a special thanks to Bradley Dean for the positive inspiration he's given me to be involved in our kids' future for our great nation. Please join Bradley Dean in his quest to reinstate common sense, Christian-based approach to bring people together to live free with liberty and justice for all.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. Morning show on the right, on the left, the afternoon show. Tim Brown on the right, Bradley Dean in the afternoon. 13 to 15 articles. Folks, that's really, that website's really starting to take ground since we have gotten rid of those advertisements, and I'm pleased to do so. But do keep in mind that we do need the support to keep us out there. I'm not begging. I'm just telling you that's how it works. It works that way for everybody, right? We preach the gospel. We live by the gospel. The Lord loves cheerful givers. We need the support to stay out there. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of that page. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in, thank you again, Frederick, for the call. Sorry I had to cut you off. It was a hard break. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Now, I want to show you something. I just want to kind of piggyback concerning what we were talking about a couple minutes ago, because what we see across the country today are the crimes of the illegals being committed against the American people. I just want to raise my hand right now and just let you know, I've told our local sheriff, I've told the people, I'm not going to sit back and I'm not going to tolerate the crimes against our women. I'm not going to tolerate the crimes against our children. I am not going to tolerate the crimes against our brothers. I'm just not going to do it. Just like Frederick said, I am my brother's keeper. There are laws in the book for those that didn't know. They're Good Samaritan laws. You know what those laws are for? That you look out for your brother in a time of need.
Isn't that what Scripture teaches us over and over and over again? Absolutely. Here, let me just fulfill the law for you really quick. Matthew 22, verse 37. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you is the fulfilling of the law. That is love. What fulfills the law? Love. Period. So what is it that we don't understand? I would want to have someone look out for me the same way somebody needs somebody to look out for them. That's what we do here. We're back watchers. That is the definition of love. Okay? And here it is. This is what's missing in this country. I want to say this, and again, I want you to make clear as to what I'm saying, because I'm not mincing words with you. It's your federal and your state governments that have illegally allured these criminals into this country. Now, for those, and I'm going to bring it to an extremity in just a moment here, but I do want you to understand this is all pre-planned nonsense, all pre-planned nonsense. Flood America with the illegals, then break the system through Cloward Piven, and it's exactly what they're going to do. Why are they going to do it here? Because they're doing it every other place. How are they destroying the countries? And I'm talking over in Europe right now. They're overflowing with illegals coming into the country. And then what are they doing? They're overflowing, and what are they doing? They're going to the welfare system, which is completely unconstitutional, right? Scripture does tell us in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, if you don't work, you don't eat. But what they're doing is they're illegally alluring them into your country on your dime. They're incentivizing them on your dime, and then they commit crimes against the people that are paying for those illegals to be here in the first place. You know what the American people are completely overlooking? The treasonous acts committed by the federal and state governments. It is the definition of treason. Okay? That is, in fact, what is happening. Here, let me just say this, too. Until you hold them accountable, let's wait for them to basically expire concerning their incumbencies, like as if to suggest that they have a right to go ahead and break the law for a couple more years until, you know, people vote them out. I don't know where you've gotten that nonsense knocked into your heads, folks, but that is completely not true in any sense of the word. They don't have a right to break the law. They are there to uphold the law, so we have a right. Period. Okay? But with that said, until the people deal with the crimes of federal and state governments concerning the illegals that are coming into this country, it's not going to stop. You know, one of the things that I was thinking about, and I'm going to get back to this in a moment. Isn't it interesting how the federal government has just come in since 1913 and just assumed authority even over the states, violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights? Isn't it interesting how now we have the tail wagging the dog? And why is this happening? Because the people don't know their left hand from their right hand. The federal governments are, in fact, a creation of the states, not the states of the federal government. But they don't know that. And as long as they don't know that, they're going to continuously operate in a fashion that's foreign to the Constitution and what it is that our forefathers established upon the common law, which is the Torah, the Decalogue, canon law. Okay? You know what's also interesting? As I was just thinking yesterday about over 1,100 patriots that were exercising their First Amendment right that have been sitting in jail for the last how many years? They're sitting in jail right now. And what are they doing sitting in jail? They were exercising their First Amendment right. You know why they got in trouble, America? Because they didn't want them in their territory. That's how they got them. They said it was their territory. Isn't it interesting? I want to expose some of their hypocrisy so you can see for yourself that they don't have a legal leg to stand on. First of all, the government is we the people. I don't care what part of the land they are on. Number two, they work for us. We do not work for them. For them to assume that that's theirs and the people that they are to serve have no right to come to where it is that their government is established concerning the buildings, the architects, so on and so forth. That is completely unconstitutional. But it's interesting. This is the message the people are listening to today. Well, you know, they shouldn't have been there in the first place. They had every right in the world to be there. You know who's in jail right now? Everybody but who should be in jail right now. This is how backwards the American people are. You have the Patriots exercising their right to stop corruption, and then you have the corrupt, a small portion of them, sending the message that we're not going to put up with it, and if you dare come here again, they're speaking to the country, this is what we're going to do to you. We're going to go ahead and fabricate crimes that don't even exist. We're going to assume authority that doesn't exist, and then we're going to incriminate them, and then we're going to throw them in prison. In the American people, 343 million people, they let them do it. So don't complain about what you tolerate, friends. That's the truth of the matter, right? But here's the deal. Isn't it interesting? They're claiming they shouldn't have been there in the first place when, in fact, they had every right in the world to be there. You know, ask them the question, who do you work for then? Because you know that they're working for foreign powers, special interest groups, and corporations through the fascist state that you're accepting today. Oh, that's true. It's absolutely 100% true. They don't have the authority to do what they do, but the people have the authority to take each one of them, not only to impeach them, but to prosecute them according to the statutes found in the Word of God, not according to the commandments of men that make void the commandment of God. Read Mark 7. This is where the people have gotten it backwards. But the audacity of these people to say you can't come here, but somehow or another, what they don't want you to pay attention to, friends, is the fact that they have their tentacles in every facet of your life, no matter where you're at in the United States of America. In other words, do as I say, but don't do as I do. But on top of that, do as I say, don't do as I do. They don't have the authority to even say that. But I will tell you what they're doing is getting away with whatever you're letting them get away with. And that's the problem. They are committing crimes is what they're doing. Okay. I want to show you what else is going on here. And then, as I said, I'm going to bring it to extremity in just a moment here. But isn't it interesting, all of you Catholic folks, Catholic means universal, right? All of you that are a part of a denomination, I just want to say this. I don't care if you're a part of the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, the Presbyterians, the list goes on. Can I just ask you, are you supposed to follow the man that established the denomination, or are you supposed to follow Christ? Did the Lord say, follow the denomination, or did he say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, no man comes to the Father but by me? Maybe this explains why we have over 45,000 different denominations in the Christian religion. And guess what? Every one of them outside of following Christ and him alone, non-denominational, I'm telling you right now, it's heretical. I don't care how small, I don't care to what degree. The fact of the matter is you shouldn't be following any man. You should be following Jesus Christ and him alone. And if you were doing that, guess what? We would be unified, not divided. Who divides us? Man. And their interpretation or their deconstruction or their misconstruings or the heretical teachings or their definitions. Folks, that's what's going on here. We need to follow Christ. Read Ephesians 4:1 and then also take it back over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. We're all supposed to be saying the same things under the same head. And who is that head? It's Jesus Christ, period. God, the Father, right? Jesus Christ, the man, the woman, and so on and so forth. And who's the head of the church? Jesus Christ, not your favorite preacher. Okay? Again, I'm here to work myself out of a job and raising up disciples, not creating them to follow Bradley Dean. I didn't die for you. Jesus Christ died for you. That's who you follow. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to highlight this Pope. Folks, the Catholics all over the world are denouncing this devil. And oh my goodness, this Pope is a devil. Speaking of illegals, we're going to come right back to it in a moment. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Ooh,
I just took his hat off. My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Okay, I got to get this. It was something I was bringing up earlier. Hey, folks, listen, you all do understand that Billy Graham, his son Franklin Graham, I do a whole show on this. As a matter of fact, somebody sent me a book of who Billy Graham's friends were. He was set as a standard for the people, the status quo in the Church of America today. And with that, folks, they called him the ecumenical preacher, the oneness preacher. He was a friend of the world. He was a sellout to the people. He was a sellout to the Lord. And so is his creepy son, Franklin. Okay. So don't feel like I'm going over here and just capping on the Pope. No, he's just as corrupt as Franklin Graham is, just as corrupt as Billy Graham is. I mean, you don't have witches and warlocks and Satanists giving you a star on Hollywood Boulevard if you're not a part of the plan, right? What does the Bible say about all that? 6:36 of Luke. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. It's the same thing going on with this Pope. Oh my goodness, folks. Read 1 Kings 13:33. They're put up as the standard, but what they do is they take the baser sort and then they put them up to lower the standard. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the standard, not your favorite politician. Oh, I'm sorry, vicar that sits in the position of being the mediator between man and Christ. That is blasphemy. That is idolatry. Okay? That goes all across the boards. I'm holding to the word of God here. And the reason I'm saying this about the Pope is because the Catholics on a worldwide basis are literally shocked at what this devil is doing. Folks, somebody just sent the video yesterday with him in all of the hanging out with the kids and the sodomites and the rainbows dancing in front of him. And the list goes on. But again, Catholics are setting up websites warning the Catholics about who this guy is. Well, you wouldn't have the problem if you'd have followed Christ. Here's the other thing. Take that to politics, 1 Corinthians 2:14. In the natural, guess what? You wouldn't have a problem with the right or the left if you followed the Constitution and the giver of law. And guess who that goes right back to? I just told you. Exodus 18, 21, 25. Read Deuteronomy 17. That's the requirement for a said representative that sits in that position. You can see how far backwards we have become. Now, let me get over to this because I want you to see this. One of my friends just sent this morning. We were talking about the illegals and the crimes that they're committing against the people. Well, just recently, as I just said, one of our friends just let me know that the Pope Francis says, an attempt to close the U.S. border is madness. I mean, this is insane. You see that the politicians are working with Rome. You see the politicians working with Rome, working with... Folks, this system that is being set up is all aimed at anybody that stands in their way. And I want to show you this right now. Remember what Soros said. The only thing that stands in the way of a new world order is what? The American people, Christians, okay? The patriots and the conservatives. I want you to check this out.
CBS News is Nora O'Donnell. One of the many topics the pontiff discussed with Nora was the migrant crisis here in the U.S. and the attempts to close the southern border, which he referred to as madness.
That is madness, sheer madness. To close the border and leave them there, that is madness. The migrant has to be received. Thereafter, you see how you're going to deal with them. Maybe you have to send them back. I don't know. But each case ought to be considered humanely, right?
CBS News Foreign.
Okay, so with that, I just wanted you to see it firsthand. You know, I said that as cool as I possibly could say it. But if you didn't want to hear that about not attacking a denomination, you shouldn't be a part of a denomination in the first place. We, again, follow Christ. Right when I started highlighting the fact that the Pope is saying and committing heinous, heretical atrocities against the faith of the people in the Catholic Church, he's doing his best to undo all of that. And if you think that I'm the only one telling you that, and I'm not worried about it, I'm not worried about it. If you don't want to have ears to hear and open up your ears to the truth of the matter, that's fine. You're on your own. But I told you, I'm also telling you that the Catholic people at large are trying to warn other Catholics that this guy is way out there. He is backwards. Now, for the Pope to come up and say now that it's just madness that we are to close the borders, what is he advocating for? I'm just curious. He's advocating lawlessness. Hey, folks, yes, people are afforded asylum in this country, but guess what? They're afforded asylum in this country when they do it lawfully, not illegally. So what is he advocating? Are you paying attention? I truly hope so. I want to say this too. Those that are afforded asylum to come into this country, they're not afforded the opportunity to create a new system of government. If their God was God, they wouldn't be coming into our country in the first place. Just want to make clear, right? There is no other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, Acts 4:12. There is nobody that can refute that America is the light of the world, that America is special in the face of the world. Nobody on this planet, on this earth, whatever you want to call it, flat, round, sphere, whatever the case is, this circle, this so on and so forth, you get the point. And I'm talking about all those flat earthers that come after me because I said the globe, okay, or the sphere. Well, the Bible does talk about some of that stuff, but you get the point. I'm trying to make it as plain and simple as I possibly can. They're not afforded to come over here in America, folks. They are here to follow the rule of law that the Lord has established. That applies to every single one of us. And I want to make one more point. The real object of the First Amendment was not to countenance, much less to advance the Muslim or the Judeo or the infidelity by prostrating Christians. In other words, they come over here, and then what we do is we adhere to their system of government. That's what they're doing right now. That's not what our forefathers established when they came over into this country. When they were talking about religion, friends, they were talking about, again, going back to denominations, those that fell under the umbrella of the Christian faith, okay? They're not afforded the opportunity to come over here and change our system of government. And the fact of the matter is, again, as I said earlier, just to kill this point, if their God was God, then why are they coming over here trying to establish the mess they came from? And why are they trying to establish that mess that they came from in our own backyard? No. Furthermore, when you look at Judges 5:8, what does it say? It tells us that when we allow foreign gods to come in and allow them to do that, what does the Bible say? There's going to be war within the gate. So if you're trying to figure out what's going on, I'm giving you a little bit of a hint. Now, I got to make this quick, too. Remember how I told you I was going to take this to extremity? You guys all do know, because we started off talking about the illegal immigration. You do know, because it's been made clear to all of us, that Biden was, in fact, working with the cartel. We've seen this on a live video from across the border, the southern border. And we were finding that treasonous criminal, Joe Biden, was working with the Mexican cartel and the Mexican government to drive in criminals from all over the world, actually emptying prisons from across the world, violent felons. They were released contingently on what? The fact that when they leave, they come into America. This is a fact. We've seen Barack Obama release how many criminals in the tens of thousands. We've seen Newsom do the same thing. Remember during the pandemic, they released all these felons back onto the streets. What are they doing, folks? Hey, I want to say something to all the criminals. First of all, you need to repent. Okay? Number one, Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, Acts 20:21. Number one, for your own sake. Okay? And for your children's sake, and for your family's sake. Okay, I'm tired of hearing about how bad you had it. I can sing you a song too, guy. But the fact of the matter is the Lord is who he is. And that's why you need to meet him on his terms, not on yours. But you do need to understand something, criminals. That criminal system of government that set you free for one reason. That they might use you as a political battering ram to go ahead and create more domestic insurrection so the people cry out for more control from the government that threw you into jail. Probably rightfully so. But the fact of the matter is when we sit back and we hear this, that prisons are being emptied all over the world only so far that they will be released as if they come into America. You better pay attention to what's going on, America. Well, Bradley, that's pretty extreme. Wait a second. We're talking about a government that murders its own children. We're talking about a government that says we're doing this for your health, and then they put a bioweapon using totalitarian methods to drive it into your arm. Well, it applies to none of them, okay? 20 million dead on top of the going on 80 million babies. And you think that they're really there to take care of you? Hey, first of all, they have no power or authority to dictate my life when I obey that law that they're violating. As a matter of fact, I have a right to hold them accountable to the crimes that they're committing. But let me show you something here just to put this into perspective for you. Tim Brown on sonsoflibertymedia.com yesterday morning, as a matter of fact, highlighted the fact that one of the guys that Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, just commuted. It's interesting that the guy that he, in fact, one of them, that he did commute, said this. I want you to listen carefully. This is the guy that Joe Biden, one of them, just commuted. He's a killer. Okay? I have dreams about killing their kids. You got to ask the question, what are these? Is this MK Ultra taking place in these prisons, friends, to create more what? Mass murders? Go ahead, take a look. I have dreams about killing their kids and cutting their heads off. Isn't that what the American people are tolerating the government to do through organizations, criminal organizations like Planned Parenthood and others? It is. It's sad to say, folks, but you reap what you sow. That's why we need to stand up, repent, and show forth works worthy of repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. We'll be right back. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He was not suffered under the law, will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Barber.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, really quick, because this is the... Hey, guys, it's really true, isn't it? It's the fastest hour on national radio. It really is. It's like, I got so much here I need to still share with you. But what happens is we get on the topic or a caller calls in and they make the show, because what happens, we just follow right through it concerning that leading. And it's really about, you know, what the Lord wants to cover rather than, you know, if I had 1,000 tabs up, it doesn't matter. I want to go down the direction or down the road that the Lord leads us to, Romans 8:14. And in the process, that is feeding the people what it is that they need to be fed with concerning what they're hungering for, because the Lord said he would fill them with righteousness. Let me show you something really quick. I see you up online, Bob. And by the way, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704, I want to show you what it looks like when the rats scurry. You guys have seen all this expose going on. And I'm talking about from Jeffrey Epstein to the present. It just moved from Jeffrey Epstein over to Diddy, this pimp show that they've been putting on. It's sickening. And folks, the bottom's dropping out from under them. People are tired of what Hollywood's promoting and this filthy nonsense of these prostitutes that they put up on stage that are talentless. And they're trying to seduce people into, as they would say, witchcraft, into the dark side. Well, people are catching on to it. The fact of the matter is they need to be dealt with as well, because it's not just Hollywood. It's not just the musicians. It's not just the politicians, folks. It's all of them working together, and they're all extorted scoundrels. I wish people would really pay attention to what, in fact, is going on here. This is probably another show here, but Health Impact News just highlighted the fact from Watergate to Pizzagate, exposing how Washington, D.C. is part of the international pedophile ring. Of course, that's how they're controlled. That's how they control them. And folks, I suspect more than anything, because of my conversation with John DeCamp, who's no longer here, who is the author of Franklin Cover-Up Case, to the extent that these people go is to the extent of the unthinkable. And they're guilty of the crimes that they've committed, and they do it together so they would never rat on each other. Okay. Well, one such person, let me just go back, is none other. I don't have a stomach for this guy. He is an absolute clown to me. He's always been an absolute clown to me. But it's interesting how Denzel Washington, he just loves to get up and tell everybody how they're supposed to live. Now, I want to say this too. Speaking of how the rats are scurrying, you seen Russell Brand? Remember his name came up? He was being implicated by the kids that were being used through the CPS in California, as they were prostituting them to actors and politicians at Diddy's parties. You guys all seen this, right? Remember how Russell Brandt's name came up, and then all of a sudden, Russell Brandt got saved? Remember how I told you what they were doing, folks? They were running. They were a bunch of rats. The lights were turned on, and these rats started to scurry, and what did they do? They started to go out there publicly that they were now Christians. Well, Denzel Washington is one of those guys. He's been doing this since day one, folks. He's sitting there telling everybody how they are supposed to be living their lives. No joke. You can't make it up, right? He is one of the biggest hypocrites that I've ever seen in all of my life. And that is not an exaggeration, friends, in any sense of the word. I am so tired of all of this nonsense that people who ought to know better don't. And Denzel Washington is one of those guys. He is constantly out there telling everybody how they're supposed to live their lives. I want you to see this, because now it's saying allegedly to protect their own backsides, but Diddy's sex trafficking victim accuses him of ritualistic practices and names Denzel Washington. Okay? Now, when I scroll down just a little bit, there's an actual video of this little girl telling you about what's going on. She uses some expletives.
I never thought that we would see the day where Diddy would get arrested. And I told you guys in that Maria Z interview in 2021 that no one tells on Diddy. P. Diddy.
Okay, so P. Diddy's responsible for murdering people as well. But this is one of the young girls that was being prostituted out from Child Protective Services in California. She tells you everything. But what she also does is, as she was highlighting the fact that she was used as a party favorite and that there were other kids that were a part of this, this is nothing new under the sun, friends. She starts to talk about none other than Denzel Washington. And she starts to cover the fact that Denzel Washington is sitting there partying along with the likes of Diddy and others. And folks, I believe the eyewitnesses and ear witnesses and the victims of these cases are saying that they're all a part of it. She said everybody, one particular girl said every one of those male figures in Hollywood, she said they're all gay. They're all gay. Of course they are. They have to be. Because if they don't, they're not going to give the position. They're not going to be put. They got to bow down and serve the devil. That's what they're doing. And they don't realize that as they're serving the devil, their handlers are serving the devil as well. And the devil seeks to destroy all of you. You dummies, you just haven't figured that out yet. But you will when it's too late, because you don't want to listen. But what I want you to see is Denzel Washington now, just out of nowhere, friends, he goes out. He gets baptized in New York City. And on top of it, he even receives his minister's license just in time. That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing to me. Look at the timing of all this. I mean, seriously, I suspect he's probably going to one of these churches, folks. Let me show you what I'm talking about. This is probably one of the churches he's going to, right? Is that crazy? Okay, what are they doing? They're copying Hollywood. They're influenced by what? The spirit of the world. They're supposed to be influencing the world by the power of the Holy One of Israel. Look at this one, folks. This is another one. I bet this is probably where Denzel goes to church. Yep. Here, hey, go ahead.
Can't you see how we flow like the water?
Okay,
look at this.
Here we gave me the
driving in their big pimp cars and their low riders and all of that. That is amazing. Is that praising Jesus? I'm just curious. No, they're putting a show on. They're putting themselves in the place of Jesus as they're drawing attention to themselves. And why is that? Because they're bowing down and they're serving the enemy. We got Bob calling from Texas. Welcome to Sons of Liberty. Bob, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, I'm sorry I'm so persistent, but I've got a gift that every one of your listeners can give to baby Jesus sometime between now and next Christmas. And that is, it's 24 words that they can give to their school board. Find out when their school board meets, go and speak these 24 words. And then I've got a 10-digit link to play a 1-minute video. So that is, so we're going to get the Bible back in school. And here's what I would like everyone to speak to their school board. If creation and the Bible are the first subjects of U.S. law, why aren't creation and the Bible,
amen,
the first subjects in U.S. schools? Now, the link is, I'm going to just read the letters, is.gd/UHUSIV. And then that'll take you to Trahella, who will tell you about what I just said is the reason creation and the Bible are the first sentences of U.S. law.
Amen. Amen. I totally appreciate that, Bob. Are we done? Did you get your...
Well, I wanted them to hear what they'll be playing. It's 1 minute of Trahella.
Okay. Well, I'm Matt Truella's on my page. If you can go ahead and just type in the link on the live chat, that'll work better. Or go to the comments section and then put it there if you wouldn't mind.
I'm not on live chat.
Oh, okay. Listen, Matt Truella is a friend of ours, friends. Go over to Sons of Liberty. Go to the front page. Go to the right side on the bottom. Go ahead and click on to Matt's stuff, and it'll bring you over to his content. And if you can, go ahead and forward that to me, Bob. For the sake of time, I wanted to highlight something really quick. I want to preach the gospel to you in a short, short amount of time. Do you guys remember in John 18:10 when Peter cut off Malchus, you know, the soldier's ear? Why would Jesus put his ear back on? Well, at that time when Peter assaulted Malchus, the servant of the high priest, that was a capital crime. Peter, in fact, could have been executed for his crime. When Jesus restored the ear, he took away all evidence that Peter had ever transgressed. Jesus left absolutely no evidence that Jesus ever committed a crime, and that's representative of what Jesus has done for us through his blood. When we repent for transgressing God's law, Acts 20, verse 21, Galatians 3, 24, 1 John 3, 4, off of making reference to Exodus 20, and ask Jesus for salvation, we are then cleansed in his blood from all charges laid against us. Jesus' blood takes away all evidence that we've ever transgressed one law. He takes our sin, he casts it behind his back, never to be remembered again. Hang on a second, Bob. I'll just let you hold up 1 second. Folks, we're going to go over a couple seconds. Just hang on with me. We're going to give Bob a couple minutes on the back end here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Merry Christmas. We'll see you tomorrow on 23. See ya. I'll go ahead and take the caller if that's okay. Can I go ahead and answer? Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. Hey, great. No, You know, I'm trying to get everybody to show up at their commissions, councils, and boards. And I know you're really busy, but a lot of your listeners can go to a school board. And this is utterly just everybody I give this to just sort of melts. So anyway, and it's a card that I've printed up, you know, and I've got my name and phone number on it. But it says on the back side of it, if creation and the Bible are the first subjects in U.S. law, which is what our founders' understanding was of laws of nature and laws of nature's God, then, and then the next line is, then why aren't creation and the Bible the first subjects in U.S. schools? And that's where they put the Bible right after they signed the treaty with England. Okay, and then I give them the, you know, the link to Matthew Trujillo's explanation of Sir William Blackstone and why the laws of nature are creation and why the laws of nature's God are the Bible and why no human laws should be suffered to contradict these. Now, if your listeners, I don't know, just one half of 1% went to their school board and just, you know, made that statement, you know, like, if creation and the Bible were the first sentence of U.S. law, why aren't they the first subjects of U.S. in U.S. schools? And then just that little short blurb from Trujillo, we got to quit putting up with all this evil, and we got to get the Bible back where our founders first put it. Right after we signed the treaty with England, they put 10,000 Bibles in school.
That's right.
That's equivalent to 250 people per Bible. I'm getting one printed up in India now that's going to be like the Epic Times, but it's going to be the Bible.
Yep.
Okay, on newsprint. And yep. I'm going to just put them everywhere.
Amen.
So,
Bob,
are
we friends on any outlets besides this conversation that we're having right now?
Oh, that's the only way I have to get a hold of you.
Okay.
And, you know, I listen to you virtually every day, except on bad days when I don't get to listen.
Will you go ahead and go to the website and just give me your email address? And then what I'll do is highlight that back. But I do want to let you know that we never lost the right. We never lost the right to be in schools. Yep. We never lost the right. It's the older generation that tolerated the abuse of the mainstream media and the likes of the SPLC and the ACLU. And they took fear. They took counsel from their fears. They didn't take counsel from the fear of God. But I've done 365 public high schools, and I've never lost the right. And if a school calls me tomorrow and asks me to come in and do an assembly, I'll do it tomorrow. The problem is the principals, and it's the churches. But again, the kids need to understand they never lost the right.
See, your listeners don't have to do a program there. All they have to do is show up as concerned citizens that the Bible is not in their schools. They can sign up in advance before the school.
Okay, start. Bob, I'm going to end the show, but they're asking one more time. Go ahead and give that, repeat the link they're asking. Repeat the link, please.
Okay, it is like is.gd as in God without the O in it, GD, God, David, /UH like University of Houston, US like United States, IV like intravenous, God in your arm. So it's is.gd/UHUS.
God in your arm.
D is in Victor. is.gd/U.
Okay.
God in your arm. D is in Victor. We can make a revolution and get the Bible back into school just immediately, because it's not those we elect that make the laws or change. The statutes can't change the law as written. And that's what's been done with Hugo Black and those communist.
Yep.
And the Supreme Court, you know, and pulling out prayer and all that. So, I'm I love God. I've never been more encouraged, but I'm at the end of my rope about getting things and other people to do stuff. I had a lady that almost tried to defeat the head of all the sheriffs in the state of Texas, and she got a fairly big gathering. And then I said, well, why don't you put on a program with Bradley Dean? He's done 365 high school programs. He says, okay, well, send me something that shows me what we what he does. And I said, well, you should listen right now. And yesterday was a great show for her to listen right now. And she didn't do it.
Yep.
So anyway,
yeah.
You know, I'm not very persuasive, but I am very persistent.
But you know what? And, it's your example that people are following, Bobby. I mean, here's the other thing. It was just like, reminds me of the son of Dodo, Eleazar. Well, the children of Israel, they turned and ran from the battle. Eleazar got strength from the Lord. He picked up his sword and he went after the Philistines and he won. And the thing is we can sit there, and I get caught up into it quite a bit. I get frustrated with people. It's maddening. It really is. But the best thing to do to answer all of that, and it's worth 1,000 rebukes, just go lead the way. Go get it done. And when you're done, you can turn around and say, well, no, listen, the Lord's still with us. He's still giving us the strength. The law's still on our side. We never lost the right. We just got to do more than just talk about it or hide behind our prayers. That's what it comes down to.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I'm trying to set the example by going to my commission
council. And you are. And you are. And so is your persistence. And so is your persistence. The Lord said importunity is one of the things that he's looking for. When you keep going and going and you're not going to settle for anything less than what the law says and what the Lord promised, that's when he said he's going to go ahead and vindicate you. And it's exactly right. So we're to press into the kingdom of God. And every time you call, you don't have to try to persuade me as to how it works. What you're doing is a great example to the people that you're not letting up, and you are going to keep going, and you're going to keep taking it to them. That's what I like about you, Bob. And that's what, by the way, that's what the world hates about you, but that's what I love about you, because I know that if you're wanting to get the job done, that's what you have to do. It's true.
Well, you know, and it's your knowledge of the Bible and doing that platform thing has just been the sort of the essence of my being. And it's the permission that in Texas, we're supposed to be following God's laws. And here they are, all these verses. And then the first sentence is just like the Declaration, you know, laws of nature, nature's God. And we got to follow, you know, the strict interpretation of the Declaration and the Constitution.
And common sense comes into play, does it not?
It's so common. It is just so easy. Everybody tries to rewrite what God's already written. Our first day that they could submit bills, submitted 1,500 bills. I broke them up into, you know, similar classes. And every one of them, every one of those big classes was stuff that's already written that we just were avoiding and not holding to law.
Yeah, that's right. What are you doing tomorrow for Christmas, Bob?
You know, I'm just hanging out.
Well,
my brother was.
No, go ahead.
So, you know, I'm just I don't have any kids. I've been married once. I said once is enough, and I've just devoted my life to getting the Bibles in the fingers of 4-year-olds. And I did one that was 5 years old today, and she was so happy, and I gave her a little Gideon Bible, and I told her to read the end of Proverbs, and she just started reading it, and her dad was there, and her 7-year-old brother, and I just, I said, well, this is what I got to do. You know, I handed them this card, and their dad just about melted, and it turns out they went to a school that TISD had just given away because they couldn't make it work, and now it's been the Christian Heritage School for more than 30 years, and it's produced some of the best kids you'd ever see. And I thought these kids were, you know, like from Saudi Arabia, and it turns out, you know, they're from Nicaragua, but speak perfectly English, and at 5 years old, she can read a Gideon Bible. So,
Amen. I'm gonna kill this show because